Hello and welcome to another episode of Choosing the Right Health Insurance Plan, where we navigate the intricate maze of health coverage options to find the best fit for you and your family. I'm your host, Sarah, and I'm thrilled to have you join us today. Choosing a health insurance plan can be a complex endeavor, laden with choices that have long-term implications for both your health and finances. This comprehensive guide aims to simplify the process by dissecting the crucial components you need to consider, the metal categories, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum, that define cost-sharing mechanisms, the total costs involved including monthly premiums and out-of-pocket costs, and the various types of health insurance plans and networks, HMO, PPO, POS, and EPO. Armed with this knowledge, you'll be better equipped to make an informed decision that aligns with your healthcare needs and financial situation. 1. The importance of knowing key aspects before comparing health insurance plans. Selecting the right health insurance plan is a crucial financial and healthcare decision, but it can often feel like navigating through a maze. With the myriad of options and jargons like premiums, out-of-pocket costs, and network types, it can be overwhelming. However, knowledge is power when it comes to making this important choice. Understanding key aspects before diving into plan comparisons can save you time, money, and needless stress. Firstly, it's imperative to understand your healthcare needs. Are you someone who needs frequent medical checkups or have a chronic condition? Your healthcare requirements will significantly influence your choice of a health insurance plan. Secondly, understanding the financial commitment is vital. You'll be paying a monthly premium and additional costs like co-pays and deductibles. Budgeting accurately can avert financial pitfalls down the line. Furthermore, being aware of the different types of health insurance plans and their respective networks can make a world of difference in your experience. For instance, some plans offer more flexibility in choosing healthcare providers but at a higher cost. Other plans might restrict you to a network but could be more budget-friendly. Decoding the metal categories such as bronze, silver, gold, and platinum can also provide a snapshot of how cost-sharing works between you and your insurance provider. These categories don't reflect the quality of care, but they do offer insights into your potential financial commitment. 2. Understanding the four metal categories in health insurance plans. When it comes to choosing a health insurance plan, one of the most critical aspects to consider is the metal categories: bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. These categories play a pivotal role in determining your financial commitment to healthcare services. This section aims to shed light on what each category means, how it affects your cost-sharing structure, and why it's essential to understand these categories fully. What are the metal categories? The Affordable Care Act, ACA, also known as Obamacare, introduced these categories to help standardize health insurance plans. They are named bronze, silver, gold, and platinum to symbolize different tiers of coverage and cost sharing. Importantly, these categories are not indicators of the quality of care you will receive. They merely serve as a guide for how you and your insurer will share costs. Bronze, the budget-friendly option. The bronze plan typically has lower monthly premiums but higher out-of-pocket costs when you seek medical care. This plan is ideal for those who do not require frequent medical services and are willing to pay more when they do. With a bronze health insurance plan, you'll usually find that around 40% of your healthcare costs are out of pocket, while the insurance provider covers the remaining 60%. Silver, the middle ground. Silver plans strike a balance between monthly premiums and out-of-pocket costs. They are often recommended for individuals or families who expect moderate medical expenses. In a silver health insurance plan, the cost sharing is generally around 30% out-of-pocket and 70% covered by the insurance. Gold, lower out-of-pocket, higher premiums. Gold plans have higher monthly premiums but lower out-of-pocket expenses when you receive medical care. These plans are well suited for those who expect higher medical costs, like frequent visits to specialists or regular prescriptions. Under a gold plan, you might expect about 20% of costs to be out of pocket, while the plan covers the remaining 80%. Platinum, the premium choice. The Platinum Health Insurance Plan offers the highest monthly premiums but the lowest out-of-pocket costs when receiving medical services. These plans are optimal for those who have chronic conditions or expect high medical expenses. The cost-sharing structure is usually around 10% out-of-pocket and 90% covered by the insurance provider. Quality of care is not determined by metal category. It's crucial to emphasize that the quality of healthcare services is not determined by your choice of metal category. Whether you opt for a bronze or a platinum plan, you have access to the same network of doctors and healthcare providers. The difference lies in how you and your insurance company share the costs. Why understanding metal categories is crucial. Understanding these categories can significantly impact your financial planning and healthcare experience. The right category for you depends on various factors like your health condition, frequency of medical visits, and your financial capability. Your choice can affect your monthly budget, your peace of mind, and your overall health in the long run. 3. Total costs for healthcare: what you need to know before choosing a health insurance plan. Navigating the intricate world of healthcare costs can be a daunting task, especially when you're in the market for a health insurance plan. Two critical components often come into play: the monthly premium and out-of-pocket costs. Understanding these elements is essential for making an informed decision that aligns with your financial and health needs. This section aims to offer an in-depth look at what these terms mean, how they impact your choice of insurance, and why you should consider both when selecting a plan. What are monthly premiums? The monthly premium is a fixed amount paid to the insurance company every month. This payment is mandatory, whether or not you avail yourself of any medical services during that month. Premiums serve as your ticket to continued coverage, ensuring that you are protected against unexpected medical expenses. Payment is mandatory. It's crucial to understand that you are obligated to pay this amount every month to keep your insurance active. Failing to do so could result in the termination of your coverage, leaving you financially vulnerable in the event of a medical emergency. What are out-of-pocket costs? These are the expenses that you have to pay when you avail yourself of medical services, over and above your monthly premium. Out-of-pocket costs include deductibles, copayments, and coinsurance, among other things. Includes deductible and other costs. A deductible is an amount you must pay for covered services before your insurance begins to pay. For example, if your deductible is $1,000, your health insurance plan won't pay anything until you've met your $1,000 deductible for covered services subject to the deductible. The importance of considering both premium and out-of-pocket costs. When choosing a health insurance plan, it's not enough to look at the monthly premium alone. You must also consider the out-of-pocket costs you might incur during the year. A low monthly premium may result in higher out-of-pocket costs, and vice versa. Understanding this balance is crucial for making an informed decision. Balancing act. It's all about finding a plan that offers a reasonable balance between the monthly premium and anticipated out-of-pocket costs. For instance, if you rarely visit the doctor, a high-deductible plan with a lower monthly premium might suit you. However, if you have chronic health conditions that require regular medical attention, a plan with a higher monthly premium but lower out-of-pocket costs might be more economical in the long run. Additional factors to consider. 1. Network restrictions. Some plans may only cover services provided by doctors or hospitals within their network, affecting your out-of-pocket costs. 2. Coverage scope. Make sure to understand what types of services are covered and at what percentage, as this will directly influence your out-of-pocket costs. 3. Family coverage. If you're considering a family health insurance plan, remember that out-of-pocket costs can multiply based on the number of people covered. 4. Types of health insurance plans and networks. Choosing a health insurance plan involves more than just comparing premiums and out-of-pocket costs. An equally important factor that often gets overlooked is the type of plan and network. The four primary types of health insurance plans, HMO, PPO, POS, and EPO, each come with their own sets of rules, benefits, and limitations. Understanding these can significantly impact your healthcare experience and financial planning. HMO, Health Maintenance Organization. An HMO is a type of health insurance plan that requires you to select a primary care physician, PCP, and get referrals from this doctor to see specialists. Limited network of providers. One of the main characteristics of an HMO is its limited network of providers. You are generally required to get all your non-emergency medical care from this network to have your services covered by the insurance. Going out of network often means you'll have to pay entirely out of pocket. Must select a primary care physician. Another significant feature of an HMO is that you must select a primary care physician, PCP. This doctor will be your first point of contact for all your healthcare needs and will be responsible for referring you to specialists. PPO, Preferred Provider Organization. A PPO provides more flexibility in choosing healthcare providers and does not require a primary care physician. More flexibility in choosing providers. One of the key benefits of a PPO is the freedom to choose your healthcare providers. You can see any doctor or specialist you want, without needing a referral. Higher costs for out-of-network services. However, this freedom comes at a price. If you choose to go out-of-network, your out-of-pocket costs will usually be higher. PPOs generally cover a smaller percentage of out-of-network care, making it more expensive for you. POS, Point of Service. A POS plan is a blend of PPO and HMO. It combines elements of both to offer a more balanced approach to healthcare coverage. Blend of PPO and HMO. A POS plan provides a middle ground, allowing you some flexibility in choosing your healthcare providers but still requiring you to select a primary care physician for referrals. Requires referral from a primary care physician. Just like an HMO, a POS plan requires you to get a referral from your primary care physician to see specialists. However, you also have the option to go out of network, albeit at a higher cost. EPO, Exclusive Provider Organization. An EPO is a more restrictive type of health insurance plan that requires you to use network providers for all non-emergency services. Must use network providers. With an EPO, you must use the healthcare providers within the network for all non-emergency services. If you go out of network, you will generally have to pay all costs out of pocket, except in cases of emergency. Why understanding types of plans is crucial? Knowing the type of health insurance plan and network you are choosing is crucial for both your healthcare experience and financial planning. The right type of plan for you will depend on your specific healthcare needs, your budget, and your desired level of flexibility in choosing providers. In conclusion, your path to a more informed health insurance choice starts here. Navigating the maze of health insurance options doesn't have to be overwhelming. By understanding the medical categories, comprehending the total costs like monthly premiums and out-of-pocket costs, and familiarizing yourself with various plan and network types such as HMO, PPO, POS, and EPO, you're well on your way to making an informed decision. But why stop at just being informed when you can also be empowered? TMT Insurance specializes in offering diverse health insurance plans tailored to your specific needs. With our commitment to top-notch customer service and integrity, we're here to guide you through the process, ensuring you choose a plan that's just right for you. As we wrap up today's episode, I hope you feel more confident about choosing the right health insurance plan. For more resources and to continue this conversation, visit our website. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, please reach out to us. Until next time, I'm Sarah, and you've been listening to Choosing the Right Health Insurance Plan. Stay informed and stay healthy.